Ay. I've got all the supplies I need for us. I sure hope my darling has learned their lesson by now. I'd hate to continue this torment. Poor thing must be absolutely terrified. They did mention a fear of heights. If they apologize for their outburst, I'll hold them close to me. Help them relax. I do feel somewhat bad for them, but in the end they caused it by being so naughty in the first place. Hello, darling. Oh, right, you're gagged. Here. Let me remove that webbing from your mouth. Shh, it's okay, my darling human. I'm back. I know. I was gone for such a long time, and you were facing the bottom of the cave from such a height. I know how afraid of heights you are. I know it was scary, but it was your punishment, remember? Right. So, I believe you have something to tell me, regarding your struggling and screaming earlier. Well, it's what people do they not? When they have remorse for their actions, you know how apologize? Are you sorry for disobeying me? Sorry for struggling? Sorry for screaming and hurting my sensitive ears? That's such a good boy, darling human. Oh, yes, I do forgive you, love. Now, because you were so good for me and apologizing, I'll give you a reward. You're no longer facing down anymore. Does it feel nice? Does it feel nice to not be staring into the depths? Good. See, that only happens when you disobey me. Oh, darling. We're still crying. That's all right. Shh. I'm not mad anymore. In fact, I think I'm going to hold you now. There, my darling human. It's okay. Your protective arachne partner is here to hold you, protect you, and also to feed you, since you can't feed yourself at the moment. Oh, I'm not unbinding you yet. No, darling. You're going to have to truly accept your fate before I think about that. Now, I have some tasty treats here for you. You better eat them willingly, or, well, you know what will happen if you disobey me. Don't you, baby boy? Yes, that's such a good human. Here you are, say ah! Oh, good boy. And again, say, ah, such a good human. So obedient now. Oh, I love it when you obey me. I really do. Silly question. Will I ever let you out of the web? Perhaps. First, you need to prove your loyalty to me, human. How do you like the sound of that? Sounds to me like you're trying to hatch an escape plan, aren't you? Oh, so easy to tease. I know things are a bit rough for you right now, but you'll get over your issues soon. I do love you too much to let you go, and I refuse to let you go now or ever. You're not going to try to escape from me, are you? Because if you did, I'd be forced to give you a punishment far, far worse than the one you just received. I might have you swinging from that web this time, farther down the hole in the dark, knowing the endless space spanning into the void beneath you. You're so cute when you beg. Don't worry. I know you're not going to escape from me at the moment, so don't you worry your pretty little head about that, baby boy. Nothing's going to happen to you right now. I just want to hold you, feel your warmth. Know that you've been enjoying my soft, silky web. Do you enjoy being held by your loving, caring, doting arachne partner? I asked a question. Answer honestly, my little human. Good answer, darling. I don't think you understand, do you, baby boy? I already told you I wanted you as my partner, not a snack. Therefore, you will be my partner. I don't want another arachne to be my partner, so stop asking that. I make the rules here. This is my cave, my domain. You can't really do anything about it, darling. Oh, good boy, that is better. Oh, look at you, learning. You're already apologizing for questioning why I wouldn't choose an arachne for my partner. I didn't need you to, but it is a sweet thing that you sought to do that, darling. How long? I will hold you for as long as I want to, of course. I can tell you're actually enjoying this quite a bit. Look at you blushing. You can't hide anything from my eyes, my darling human. Do not deny it. Remember that I can do if you disobey me, and lying is tacit disobedience. That's better. Relax, and let me hold you tight. No wiggles. You don't have to worry about the scary heights you've been facing all day. You won't have to worry anymore. It will all be okay. I've got you. You're safe in my arms and my many legs. You are safe in my web. Nothing will ever hurt you. Nothing will come into my cave and harm you. If something did try, it would be their fatal mistake. Snack, they will become. You're a bit scared still, Poor thing. I know. It's scary knowing someone might attempt to harm you, but you'll get over it eventually as you grow to trust me. I think we established you enjoy being wrapped so tightly in my soft webbing, feeling protected by the strength of it, feeling comforted from the softness of it. Oh, you really are the most precious thing out there. I can't afford to have anything bad happen to you, my darling human. I'll play with your hair a bit, perhaps. Perhaps that will calm you down. I heard that it works on humans. Does that feel good, my darling boy? Oh, so honest with me. It feels great to tell me the truth, doesn't it? Oh, good. Looks like you're falling asleep. Isn't that adorable? You must feel at least somewhat safe with me. If you're literally falling asleep in my arms. Look at you. So adorable. I'll keep you safe, baby boy. Go to sleep now. You'll be safe with me. You need your rest now. Sleep well, baby boy.